8:40.
We have, boy, just a nice, warm 63 degrees right now. Joining us in our studio is Jane Bartho, the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce president and the organizer, one of the organizers of Northfield's Community Market Fair, which is coming up this weekend, this Saturday.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jane.
Hi. Thanks, Jeff.
We've got summertime weather right now. It's like 85 again today after hitting 89 yesterday.
Isn't that crazy? Record highs.
Yeah, but Saturday? 53 and rainy.
It's going to be perfect day to be inside.
Yeah, it will be.
Yes, yes.
The market fair is coming around again. You've got a new name this year, kind of rebranding what the show is, and because it's appropriate. It's kind of outgrown its own old name.
Well, I mean, we've been looking at it for a couple of years now. Traditionally, or as long as I had, you know, been around, the show was in the Ice Arena. And it was very convenient there, too, at parking. But it's outgrown the arena space. About the same time the dome was built. And the indoor, if you haven't been inside the dome, it just looks bigger inside than outside.
It's spacious, yes.
It is very spacious. And the grass just makes it feel like, you know, outdoors, but you're indoors. It's safe and weatherproof and room to expand. So we've actually got over 100 vendors this year.
Wow.
That was our goal, and I'm just ecstatic that we have hit it. Hence the name change, or that we broadened it to Community Market Fair. There's going to be some Riverwalk Market Fair people there. There's going to be a few, you know, independent home sales. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a woman who makes adorable cookies. And just, it's more than a home and garden show, which is exactly the tagline that we put with it. We've got the community experts, the landscape experts, home remodel, rebuild, building experts, just like before. Mm-hmm. But we've expanded it to include Just Food Co-op is going to be there. I believe they're going to be bringing their health and wellness information.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Baker Services is going to be there. Merchants Banks, they've got this up. Just always so many specials. And this is a great opportunity to be looking at all your potential customers.
Absolutely. You know, they still the home and garden's still there, but it's just grown well beyond that. Let's talk I guess we can start off with your sponsors. Mm-hmm. We do need to mention them. They're the ones that help really make a difference on how this thing goes doesn't go, but
right.
It's going this year and it's going really well.
It's not going to not go.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, well, in 2020 it was a no-go, but that's behind
those
us.
Days are behind us. Yeah.
I know. And we were out last night. Imminent had an event and it was so refreshing to sit outside and be outside and mm-hmm. to see so many people wanting to be out. I'm hoping that we see the same thing on Saturday, people wanting to be out. We've got Pete Mergens. He's rolling out a new brand for himself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Century 21 Atwood Professional Pride Group. So bless him. He has been our lead sponsor for years of the Home and Garden Show. And once again, he is. He said, when you walk into the dome, you see Pete's booth. I haven't seen it yet, but he said it's going to be better than ever. So I'm excited to see what that looks like.
Well, he has a lot of artwork from kids in there. He's put on a contest in recent years historically for students, and the winner gets like $500. Their teacher gets $500 to spend on the class.
That's Do you think he's doing that again this year?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that was,
just a wonderful community thing.
It was heroes in education,
mm-hmm.
education heroes. I was working at St. Dominic's School one year, and he brought in, it's a blank piece of paper, and the kids draw their heroes. Oh. They're so cute. They had literally teachers with superhero capes on them, and then he would display them all at his booth.
Mm-hmm.
And people would vote, and he would generously give to the teacher to spend on his or her classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Very creative ideas. He's got something creative going on, too, and I don't know what it is yet, but Y'all should come and find out what it is. Yeah.
The mystery alone, you can get that solved as soon as you walk in the doors. Booth will be right there.
Right. Capital Construction has been another longtime sponsor, so we're grateful for that. Hometown Credit Union, Millersburg Construction, Service Master. She always has that yellow booth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's her color.
Yep.
More Golf and Utility out of Lakeville. They're providing the shuttles this year.
Yeah, the golf carts. Which is going to be neat. It's very. There's a lot of parking there if we go into the grass areas. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that again this year.
Well, I really didn't know what the mud was going to be like. You know, the parking lot, the dome has a newly painted lot, so mm-hmm. it's really nice. There's arrows to get in and how to park there, but we've got permission to park at Slumberland lot. So we have that whole area closer to Highway 3. We need to leave some space for MGM, Slumberland, mm-hmm. and the theater people. But three carts going back and forth all day long. So people won't be parking down Cannon Road towards the Perkins area. So that's going to be
traipsing
really
through mud and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good deal.
So happy with that. So thanks to More Golf for donating those mm-hmm. three carts this year. Slumberland's going to have a nice setup again. Thanks for being one of our sponsors as well. Metronet, Merchants Bank, Country Cabinets, those are our bigger sponsors. They all get a free spot on the passport.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were, I think last year was our first time with an actual program passport.
Yes.
A little game you guys can play when you come in. It's a win-win. So you put your name in on this, you visit all those spaces on the passport, you turn it in for lovely prizes.
Wonderful. Good thing. Once again, we're talking with Jane Bartho, Chamber President, about Northfield Community Market Fair, formerly known as the Home and Garden Show. It'll be at the Dundas Dome again this year, this coming Saturday from 9 to 3. Is that still the
April 15th, 9 to 3.
And of course, KYMN will be there along with Northfield Live, so we'll be showing off our stuff,
I guess.
We had some TV screens and stuff in there, and yeah, that's Rich and Lance are kind of in charge of that. They're just finding that out now.
Congratulations, guys.
All right. And you've got, do you have a, will there be a list of sponsors on your website?
Yeah, there is. And hopefully all throughout town,
mm-hmm.
we've got 11 by 17 because we outgrew the 8.5 by 11. But we've got 100 vendors listed. In addition to the vendors, just for an additional engaging interactive stuff, we've got 3 food trucks and a tent.
We have a movie. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, how's that?
That's good.
testing. We've got 3 food trucks out in the lot. We're taking advantage of the lot this year. So we've got Booker Bus is mm-hmm. going to be out there. Reavers Race Car is going to be out there. 3 food trucks. I said that. The Roadster from Mini Road Trip is going to be there. I thought there was another couple. There's so many things. Mm-hmm. If I don't write it down, I can't remember.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of things to do.
So that's plenty of things
for the kids to do as well.
We've got the Northfield Honor Society kids coming in to help do all the bag stuffers. So when everybody comes in, they'll get a bag to fill that with all their goodies. And they've also doing some face painting for us during the show. So there's some fun things for the kids too. And fairy hair. I had to mention fairy hair. I asked this young adult if she does face painting and fairy hair, and she goes, I do. So she's going to be there all day doing fun things.
Oh, all right. We can get the staff some fairy hair.
We've got stilters coming to demonstrate. So there'll be things besides the booths, and we want you to stop at every single booth. There'll be things to watch, things going on all around, and if you can provide background music, that would be pretty cool.
We will probably provide some background Twins and Northfield Raiders.
Oh, that's perfect. That's even better.
Yeah.
So. Even better.
And we'll be broadcasting live from between 9 and 11, I believe, or 11:30 when the Twins start. So,
okay.
Good stuff on the way.
That would be wonderful.
We'd love to sit here and mention everybody, there's so many things going on, and we're just about out of time. But, Jane, thank you so much. Enjoy the day. We'll be talking with you early Saturday morning. You're going to be our first interview from there. So get ready for that at 9 o'clock. And
perfect.
We will see you then.
Thank you for the time.
Mm-hmm.